And now we go to the field with Dave Carlson.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Blair Taylor High School. Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama. The road to the state girls softball tournament at Goodman Diamond in Madison continues today. And Butch, not even 2 weeks ago, there were almost 70 teams alive in Division Four, and now we're down to the Sweet 16.
And, you know, we got kind of a contrast here tonight, Dave, or late afternoon. One team which a lot of people figured would be here.
Yeah.
Another team that I don't know if anybody, including, well, the girls thought they would be here, but the Osseo Fairchild finished not that much over 500. First playoff game we did up in Osseo versus Whitehall, their starting pitcher, Lundstra, goes down with a nerve injury.
Yep.
And here they are in the sectionals after they've just pounded the softball these three tournament games in the regionals.
And we've got a lot. We've got a great pregame show ahead. We're going to hear from both coaches. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, recent history with Blair Taylor. And when we talk with Greg Bertina, that question of expectations and how do you manage them is going to come up. We're going to step out before we get into all that for some commercial break and appreciate all the fine sponsors bringing you this WIAA girls sectional semifinal game. Back here on the pregame show with Osseo Fairchild Thunder head coach Josh Anderson. And Josh, the Thunder is really on a roll here. As I said on Thursday when we were getting ready to go on with Cochran Fountain City, the Thunder has rolled across the hills and valleys all the way down Mississippi and now down to Blair. 42 runs in three tournament games. I just counted up. I think you guys have 13 first inning runs. The key seems to be getting on top.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been preaching getting a fast start, staying aggressive, and yeah, it's been working. We've been hitting the ball extremely well. It's been something that we've known we've had all year, just putting it all together, and it's been a key to our success for sure.
So it's one thing to say, hey, let's get off to a fast start, but how do you actually do it? You know, is a little bit of luck and a little bit of planning. You know, do you go in with a game plan on how to attack pitchers or?
Yeah, absolutely. We're preaching attacking fastball, the pitchers are trying to get ahead of us at this point. So jump on that first pitch you see and go after it. So
last week in that game against Melman, there were a lot of errors, both sides. More of a clean game Thursday at Cochran Fountain City, but how big was that three-run first inning home run by Ray Prudlick?
Yeah, that was huge. That can take the wind out of another team's sail pretty quickly, and yeah, it just snowballed after that, so it was a good start.
So, you know, you always like to get last ups, but being the visiting team, you got that chance to draw first blood. And like you said, kind of take the wind out of the sails, maybe demoralize a team if you can get off to a fast start.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting a quick start like we have been has been a key to our confidence. And it's been translating into our defense as well. So, yeah, it's like you said, you always want to have last ups, but we're taking advantage of what we've been given to us. So,
you guys play in a tough Clover Belt Conference. Blair Taylor, you know, I think it's 4 years in a row they've won the Dairyland. And, of course, you know their pedigree. You know, clearly, if anybody was saying who's the favorite, it's them. Do you think there's any sense of, like, looking up at us, at Blair Taylor, and saying, oh, yeah, they're a really good team, and you know, letting that get in your head, or not really?
No, absolutely not. I think if you would have talked to any coach in D4 this year, they would have said that, you know, the road to state's going through Blair. So we knew what we were getting into when we got into our regional. So, no, absolutely. We know what we have to do. So we knew we were going to be here if we played well. So
what do you know about Blair Taylor? You know, what's your game plan with them, or, you know?
We're just going to try to play our own game, worry about ourselves, and we're just going to try to play air-free defense and just get on top of it and stay aggressive on the fastball if we can.
I know the thing I look at when I see this matchup is, you know, I got two area teams not separated by very much. One of them will move on to a sectional final on Thursday with a chance to go to state with a win. I suppose, you know, you're getting this close, you can kind of start to taste that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. At this point, we're just taking it one game at a time, though. We know this will probably be the team that moves on from here, I think, has a very good chance of playing in Madison. So this is a big game right here. So
sounds good. And you're going to roll, as you told me, with the same lineup that's got you here through the first three playoff games.
Yep, absolutely.
Sounds good. Head coach Josh Anderson of the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, best of luck to you and your team today.
Thanks, Dave.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame right after this. Ooh. back here on the pregame show. Sectional semifinal action this afternoon from Blair as the Blair-Taylor Wildcats host the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, joined now by Wildcat head coach Greg Bertina. And Greg, I think most people would have expected that Blair-Taylor would be here today in this game. Maybe not so much Osseo Fairchild. They've really been on a roll, 42 runs in three games. What do you know about the Thunder?
Well, you know, like you said, they're on the march to the Derelict right now. Took down Whitehall, Melman, and CFC. We're hoping we can stop that. I know they're a team that's fairly similar to us. And what I mean by that is they've got six very athletic seniors that have played together for their whole life, volleyball, basketball, softball, just kind of like my senior girls. And so that's a big part of their team right there. You know, and they're aggressive. They hit the ball well. And that's what's been showing up and things like that. And just, you know, they're just coming together at the right time.
We've seen them in all three of their tournament games so far, and I think I totaled it up, and it's 13 first inning runs. They've been emphasizing swinging away early and getting on base.
And that's what it looks like when I've been looking at the box scores and different things. They've been jumping out quick, and then, you know, the other teams have been cracking underneath that a little bit. So hopefully we don't let them get out early on us, and we do actually get out early on them instead.
So you had a really tough game last, sounds like a good game last Thursday against Onalaska Luther, winning a walk-off. Tell us a little bit about that game and what you saw that you liked.
You know, you knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, Onalaska Luther returned a lot of girls that were on that state team last year, so we knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we missed a couple opportunities maybe to pad our runs a little bit, but, you know, it was a good game. Their pitcher was keeping off balance, getting us off balance for the most part. And we didn't maybe make our pitching change one inning quick enough, so they tied us up 3-3, some big hits. Went into that seventh inning. They had switched their pitchers to one that threw a little bit faster, which I kind of in some ways maybe helped us a little bit. Our girls like that little bit faster pitcher, and it paid off. I was in the right part of my lineup with, you know, Abby Thompson leading off with a nice big hit. Lexi Lofgren followed it up with a double, so they're on second and third with one out, and they didn't intentionally walk Callie Wagner. They pitched to her, and I was hoping for a deep fly ball. Instead, she had a pull cue shot that kind of landed in front of the first baseman and spun away, but it was enough to score the winning run, and we'll take it.
Let's talk about expectations a little bit more here. I know I looked today, went back, you know, since 2017, and since 2017, it looks like the, you know, Wildcats have been on a nice roll. Finished those 2 years, 17-18, behind Cochrane, Fountain City, but then busted through, and now you're a four-peat in the Dairyland. So when everybody comes in and you're highly ranked, and, you know, how do the players handle that, or do you not even let that get in your head?
You know, we try not to let it get in our head for the most part, but, you know, we do tell the girls, you know, people know who we are. We're going to get their best shot every time. We can't take anybody off. Doesn't matter who we're playing, you know, if it's, you know, one of the best teams in the state or one of the teams that's maybe only got one or two wins. You know, they're after you. And so I've been very pleased with the focus of my girls throughout the years of, you know, coming up on game day and ready to play.
And you played a tough schedule. I think all three of your losses are to ranked teams, right?
Yeah. You know, we lost to Fall Creek, which is ranked above us. You know, Prescott is a bigger school than us, and they're ranked well. And St. Charles is one of the top teams in Minnesota. You know, the Fall Creek one, we lost in the bottom of the seventh. The other two, we just couldn't quite get going. We saw a great pitch, you know, and I'm hoping that's what's helping us.
All right, who's going to be out in the circle today, and what else can you tell us about the lineup?
Okay, my lineup's going to basically be the same that people saw all year round, except we will have Lindsay Steen on the mound. So she'll start it, and we'll see how far she goes, if we make the switch or not. You know, but that's been our routine there. You know, make the switch somewhere along the line. Otherwise, batting lineup is what you see, you know, yep. My seniors. So hopefully we'll have a good day.
Blair-Taylor Wildcat head coach Greg Bertina, great. Best of luck to you and the team today.
All right, thanks a lot.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame right after this. And we're back here on the pregame show. Girls WIAA D4 sectional semifinal play. Blair-Taylor High School hosting the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. This was a predetermined matchup. As long as Blair-Taylor kept winning, they were going to get this home game. And regardless of who's in it, I think come Thursday, the championship is here.
Yes.
At Blair-Taylor High School.
Yep.
As we look, Dave Carlson, by the way, joined by Butch Halama. And let's take a look at the two teams here. First, Blair-Taylor, they come in on a roll with a 23-3 record, ranked number 4 in Division 4 in the latest poll that I saw. Winners of the Dairyland Conference. Their only three losses of the season, all to ranked teams. One is Fall Creek, which is ranked just ahead of them in D4. Prescott, which is in a higher division,
yep.
Tough school, also ranked. And then St. Charles, Minnesota, I think Division II over in Minnesota ranked number one. So they did not schedule any passes.
There was no cupcakes, was there?
On the flip side, Osseo Fairchild Thunder, I'm not sure anybody would have put money, maybe, on them to be here. Not that we're betting on high school sports, mind you. But they finished fifth in the Western Clover Belt Conference, and that is a tough conference. Fall Creek,
yes.
In that division, that was good for fifth place, so the 7-7 record. They ended the regular season 10-8, but they've rattled off three straight playoff wins.
Convincing wins at that.
Convincing and scoring 42 runs, and every single time they have jumped out in front, you know, with at least two runs. I think it was two against Whitehall, four the other day against Cochran Fountain City. And
seven, course, against Melrose.
Yeah, that big backbreaker on Melrose Mindoro. You could just kind of see their spirits, yeah, crushed in that one. But and then we talked in the pregame show with Greg Bertina about the pedigree and the expectations, and you can't get away from that. Everybody, nope, expects Blair Taylor to probably win this game, you know, if you're being objective. Because, sure, you can get on a roll in a playoff, but eventually the better team's going to win, right? But, you know, with the role that Osseo Fairchild's been on, I wouldn't bet against them. And again, we're not betting on high school sports.
No, but I don't think you'd really feel comfortable facing them right now, whether it's tonight or if they do happen to come through here tonight on Thursday night.
So, I took a look because, you know, I've just been following area sports for a year or two. But I went back and looked, Butch, from 2017 on. And in 2017 and 2018, regular season, really good records for Blair Taylor. 2017, they finished 24-4, second in the Dairyland Conference to CFC. 2018, 17-2, second in the conference to Dairyland, or to Dairyland Conference to CFC. But then in 19, 21, 22, 23, that's four Dairyland Conference championships in a row. And in 19, 21, and 22, a single loss. In 19 and 21, that sole loss of the season being in
state
a state tournament
champ
game. And in 23, of course, a heartbreaking loss, 4-0 to Assumption in the sectional final last year. So they have, they have been here before, not necessarily the same girls, but I think that's a legacy of success and expectations that gets handed down year to year.
And, you know, like you said, some of these girls have been playing since freshmen, these seniors, and others have had older sisters, a cousin, a neighbor, and that's, like you said, it's what expected.
Some teams have been decades without going to a state tournament. And in the last 5 years, Blair Taylor has been there three times. In 17, they qualified. They beat Wausaukee 11-0 in a state semi, then lost 8-3 in the final to Chippewa Falls McDonald. In 2018, it was a semifinal loss, 2-0 to Oakfield. In 2019, they again won their state semifinal over Gilman 8-3, but then lost to Belmont in the finals. And then 21 was kind of a weird year. It was, you know, post-COVID, and I think they sent everybody to Green Bay instead of Madison.
Yep.
And so in a game over there, they lost to Judah Albany, another good team, 7-5 in a sectional semi. And of course that loss last year. But they have been right there every year. And I was reading an article, probably from a year or two ago, and talking about how Blair Taylor was on such a roll 17, 18, 19 there.
Yeah.
And really a lot of people thought they had so many seniors coming back. They had that success, you know, in 2019, you know, making it to the finals, that 2020 was going to be the year they broke through. And then what happened?
No,
it's
ball.
COVID. It's COVID. And
yep,
that stopped everybody. But on a team that, for a team that really historically has been on a roll, you know, that had to really,
that was an
hurt.
Ouch. That,
yeah,
hurt.
We're going to be back with more of the pregame show right after this. We'll take a look at girls softball tournament matchups and some of the boys tournament matchups and starting lineups coming up, too. We're about 10 minutes away. We'll be back right after. And we're back here at Blair Taylor High School, WIAA Division 4 semifinal sectional action. The Blair Taylor Wildcats hosting the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. That's a mouthful. Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama. We're going to take a look at the starting lineups for the two teams. I'm going to kick it back to another commercial break, and then we will come back and be very, very close to starting baseball or starting softball. First for the Osceola Fairchild Thunder, coached by Josh Anderson. They play out of a Clover Belt Conference. Leading off and pitching will be senior Katie Skaug. Batting second and playing third, another senior, Taylor Gunderson. Doing the catching and batting third, Elise Dahl, a senior. Batting cleanup and playing left field, Trinity Knutson, another senior. In the five spot, the girl who had the big three-run homer to set the tone in the regional final win over Cochran Fountain City last week, Ray Prudlick. She'll play center field, another senior. Playing first base and batting sixth, Maddie Lundstra, another senior. And then three juniors rounding out the 7-8-9 spots. Hallie Colby will bat seventh, play short. Addie Coxley batting eighth and playing second base. And Chloe Gunderson getting the start in right field and batting ninth for the Blair Taylor Wildcats. You know all about them. Champions of the Dairyland, just a big, rich pedigree. They will be they will have Lindsay Steen in the pitching circle. She's a senior. She'll bat first. Batting second and playing short, another senior, Abby Thompson. In the three spot in the batting order and playing third base, Lexi Lofgren, a senior. Another senior in the cleanup spot and playing first base, Callie Wagner. Batting fifth, another senior, Lydia Fredrickson. She'll patrol left field. Batting sixth and playing second, a sophomore, Madeline Fredrickson. Batting seventh, a senior, Kirsten Kinji. She'll be out in center field. Batting eighth and DHing, Sydney Fremstad, a senior. And batting ninth and playing right field, Anna White, a junior. Andy Beck, a freshman, Butch, gets the start behind the plate for Blair Taylor.
She's been catching all year. It's a pretty impressive job for a freshman.
Yep, Andy Beck, the catcher for Blair Taylor. We're going to step out for another commercial break. They are introducing the lineups here at Blair Taylor High School.
Safety.
And we're back here in Blair at Blair Taylor High School. The Wildcats of Blair Taylor hosting a sectional semifinal in Girls Division 4, Osseo Fairchild. The Thunder making the trip down Highway 53 and maybe some other roads. Anyways, they're here, and while we were away, they had the national anthem, and the Blair Taylor girls were lined up in front of us on the first baseline, and they all held hands and kind of moved their hands
swaying
up and down,
the
like
motion.
They swaying with the motion. Well, kind of like when they have the big flags and they're fluttering them at
like
the stadium.
That.
So they're all fired up, as are the Thunder. We have three umpires for this game, too.
Yeah.
One behind the plate, one down the first baseline, and one down the third baseline. I told them pregame that if the three of them can't agree on a call, come over and we'll be the tiebreaker.
We'll be the tiebreaker.
If it's a tie. That one got a little bit of a blank look and then a little bit of a knowing smile that I was being a smarty pants. You know, Butch, we talked about Blair Taylor's recent history. I totaled it up during the break. In the last five seasons, going from 17, make it six seasons, 148 wins against only 12 losses, a winning percentage of .925. This team just doesn't lose very often, and they will look to avoid that today as they face a team that's coming in red hot.
Yes, they do. And here's an interesting thing, too. We have a left-handed pitcher and a left-handed batter to start out here.
Lindsay Steen in the circle for the Wildcats. Starts off Katie Skaug of the Thunder with a strike. And we are underway.
Beautiful sun-drenched afternoon. Dave's sweating a little bit already. Long way from the first couple games where we had rain and actually a snowstorm in White on one game.
It's like a totally different season now. 1-1 the count. Lindsay Steen out there, a senior, delivers high. Two very veteran clubs. The Osseo Fairchild Thunder starts six seniors in the 1-6 spots in the batting order. And that one misses as Steen falls behind, 3-1. Again, the key to success so far in the tournament for the Thunder has been patience and getting out on top.
Yeah.
That went in there by Steen for a strike and a full count.
They were the home squad against Whitehall, but they jumped out to a 2-0 lead after one, and then as the Vitterzerter at Melrose, 7-0.
Yeah. This one is fouled up, just misses the light standard up behind the third base dugout. So we'll do it for the full count again. Around the infield for Blair Taylor, Lofgren's at third, Thompson at short, Madeline Fredrickson at second, Wagner at first, as this one's grounded to Thompson at short. Long throw over to Wagner, just beats the runner.
And there's, again, you talk about that experience. She bobbled it, but she gained her composure, planted her foot, and gunned her out.
So one down here. That'll bring up Taylor Gunderson. Gunderson the other day down at Cochran Fountain City was 3-4-5.
Takes the first pitch there for a called strike.
Lindsay Steen, a veteran for Blair Taylor, into her delivery. Showing bunt. Bounces off the batter, Gunderson, and that'll be 0-2. We have seen a little bit of everything from the Thunder in terms of putting together those big first-run innings. They've hit for power. They've taken advantage of some errors. Been patient taking their walks. Dropped a few bunt singles, just like they were looking at doing here.
They've utilized all their opportunities quite well.
Absolutely. 1-2 the count. Steen delivers. This one fouled back.
That was a changeup. That was off speed. She was way out in front of that one.
Gunderson just got a bat on it to stay alive. Likely was in the strike zone, and she had to get a piece of it. This one swung on and missed as Steen was dealing the fastball on that one.
That was just country hardball there.
And so for a team that's made a living in the playoffs thus far and getting on top, two down for the Thunder, and Elise Dahl at the plate takes a strike.
She knew it, too. She backed off in kind of a touch of a nod there.
No disrespect to Melrose, Medoro, or Cochran Fountain City, but they are not at the same level as the Blair Taylor Wildcats.
No, she got mad. She's hitting it at us. Maybe it was Randy she was mad at. I'm not sure.
And on the flip side of that coin, Blair Taylor Butch, you know, clearly a veteran team ranked highly. But, boy, when you run into a team that's been on the kind of run that the Thunder have been, you got to be worried a little bit in the back of your mind.
You do.
Yeah.
That one was just a little bit outside. The catcher had to move her glove a little. If she'd not had to move it, I think you'd have got the called strike three there.
1-2 the count. Steen delivers. And that is strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts. No runs on no hits. Nobody even got on base, and after a half inning, no score, going to the bottom of the first after this.
At Soul Sisters and General Dental Care.
Did not mean to do that. Okay, we're back here at Blair Taylor High School. Make a note, Galesville Dental gets an extra spot there, Butch, because Anyways, back at Blair Taylor High School, as we go to the bottom of the first, taking a look at the other half of this sectional. The winner of this game will be here in Blair Taylor Thursday, taking on the winner of number one Auburndale, number two Stratford, in the bottom part of this bracket as Skaug starts out Lindsay Steen with a strike.
Two left-handed pitchers tonight. You don't see that very often in high school softball.
Nope. 0-1 from Skaug. This one is hit out to right field. Lots of distance. Can't quite see where that's at. It falls in there, but foul.
Not by much the way Coach Bertino pivoted here. He gave her the hands.
I almost forgot. I probably could have stood up and seen that one. Now that I'm off the crutches. Instead, a long, loud strike to Lindsay Steen stepping out of the batter's box, working on her swing. See if she can straighten that out a little bit. Skaug delivers in the dirt. 1-2 is Coach Bertina. In the first base coach's box.
He puts on about 25 miles a night in that first base coach's box.
He flashes the signs. This one chopped to Coxlean at second. Gets her at first.
With her batting from the left-hand side, that was a close play on a routine grounder.
Coxlean with a nice pickup throws over to Maddie Lindstra at first, and it's one away. That'll bring up Abby Thompson, a senior, shortstop for the Wildcats. Lexi Lofgren in the on-deck circle right in front of us. That's a called strike. And in the early going, Butch, both pitchers seem to have the control.
Yes.
Skaug delivers that one high. You can just feel, you know, not only are the temperatures going up during playoff time, but the excitement and the crowds ratcheting up as well.
Huge crowd here today.
That one, another called strike, 1-2.
He's giving that corner to the pitchers here tonight both ways.
They are lined up both baselines as this one is swung on foul out of play in the vicinity of the Blair Taylor batting cage down the first baseline. Yeah, even with the paid admission required for these playoff games, the crowds are coming out from both schools. Scout delivers, and this one is lined back through the hole between first and second into right field. Thompson will reach. The right fielder
goes to second when they have a slow recovery on that throw.
I think that'll go as a single and probably an error on the right fielder.
I think that's the way you'd have to go with that one.
Chloe Gunderson for...
You can see it, though. Thompson almost had a clutch in her swing there. Skaug is a little bit slower maybe than what they're used to seeing, but she's got excellent control.
Right fielder a little slow to pick it up and get it back in, and Thompson makes some pay, taking the extra base. And now when the pitch left Skaug's hand there, Thompson, halfway to third base, slams on the brakes.
Just making you think about it.
1-0 the count. You know, Blair Taylor would like to steal a page from the Thunder's playbook and get on top, put a big number on in that first inning.
Well, just to get a run in, just to get a score on the board to see how the Thunder react from being down instead of always being ahead.
Skaug deals. This one is lined up the hole. It's short into center field. Lob Thompson coming all the way around from second to score. And the Blair Taylor Wildcats jump on top in this one.
I think we got to give her a clean hit on that. The center fielder bobbled it slightly, but I don't think that it had Thompson.
Yeah, with the jump Thompson got, there was no way she was not going to score on that. Give Lepsi Lofgren a single and an RBI. That'll bring up Callie Wagner. 1-0 Blair Taylor. Still only one down here in this first inning of a sectional semifinal matchup. Lofgren, the runner over at first, looks like she would go if she gets any kind of an advantage here.
You can tell the Thunder are really concerned about her, too. Dahl, the catcher, is ready to...
This one chopped off the plate. Up with it
nice
at third is
Gunderson.
Throws over to Lundstra at first base, and that's the second out.
That was a heck of a play. She short-hopped that one and got it clean.
Taylor Gunderson with a nice, nifty glove play there. All the way across the diamond to Lundstra at first base. And that's two outs. On the play, Lofgren does advance to second. And up comes the lefty, Lydia Fredrickson.
Followed
chance to
off.
Knock in another run. Does foul it off. Just underway at Blair. The Blair Taylor Wildcats on top, 1-0, looking to add on. Katie Skaug delivers. This one popped high and out of play. A few fans bend out of the way of that ball, and it's a 0-2 count. You know, Osseo Fairchild Butch would be ecstatic to get out of this only allowing one run.
I think so in this situation. I believe you're right.
Coach Bertina having a little conversation with Fredrickson right out in front of us. I always wonder in this situation what the conversation's about, because probably not going to bunt on 0-2.
No, not
and unless
too
well. Unless you have great control and you can say, hit it to this part of the ballpark. I think it's just like, hey, relax.
I think that's it, relax.
Make
contact. Maybe a touch slower than what you're used to. Just be ready.
Don't try to hit it out. Just make contact. And she swings at one in the dirt. The throw down to first base secures the strikeout. But Blair Taylor jumps on top, 1-0 after an inning. We'll be back with more of Osseo Fairchild and Blair Taylor right after this. Back here in Blair Taylor High School leading Osseo Fairchild 1-0 as we go to the second inning. Trinity Knutson at the plate, 1-1 count. As they started just before we came back. Lindsey Steen in the circle for the Wildcats. That one comes in a little outside, 2-1. 2-1 the count. Steen delivers. This one fouled off. Around the infield for Blair Taylor, Lofgren at third, Thompson at short, Madeline Fredrickson at second, and Wagner at first. Outfield left to right, Lydia Fredrickson, Kinchy, and White. And behind the plate, Andy Beck, the Frosch. Steen gets a swing and a miss. Three strikeouts in a row for her. That'll bring up Ray Prudlick, who delivered big time in the first inning at that game down at CFC Thursday. Her three-run homer put them up 4-0 and actually provided the margin of victory in that game right there in the first inning as they beat them 11-3. Steen starts her out with a strike. And she takes for a strike there. For what it matters, and it may, Fredrickson, you know, showed some power in that game last week. The wind blowing out today, especially to left and center. Check swing there by Prudlick.
She thought that might have been a time to go back and sit down, but
yeah,
it was
that
a
front
bit
elbow,
further outside.
That front elbow was way out there, but the bat stayed back. 1-2, the count. Steen deals, and that is a called strike. Four in a row for Steen. You're right. Perhaps getting a little bit ahead of myself.
Maybe you're prophesizing.
I wasn't implying that, but sure. Maddie Lundstra, first baseman for the Thunder at the plate, takes ball one.
And, you know, Coach Bettina's in an unbelievable position here because he can have Steen throw just as hard as you can for as long as you can when you got Thompson waiting out there to come in.
Yeah, nice situation there. That one fouled back weakly. 1-1 as Beck retrieves it, throws it back to Steen. This is the round of 16, even though they don't market it that way in the WIAA playoffs. And Thursday, the winner of this game advances to the sectional final, which is essentially the state quarterfinals. Only four teams advancing in the lower divisions, eight teams in Division One. That one comes in high, and it's a 3-1 count. Steen staring in at the catcher. She's set to deliver. And this one fouled right back towards us. Thank you for the chain.
Might have helped her there. I think that would have been ball four. And it's so easy to say that sitting here behind the screen.
Yeah, we got a good view of the up-down, but not the in-out today. And that is a called third strike. Now, five in a row,
prophecy comes through.
Five in a row. So, a 1-2-3 inning. We are going to step out for a quick commercial break here, and we will be back right after this.
Lender.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, 1-0 Blair Taylor over the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. The Wildcats picking up a run on a couple of hits back in the first inning as they have now kept Osseo Fairchild off the board two innings in a row. We'll see how long the Thunder hang with the Wildcats here. As Katie Scowd back out there for her second inning of work for the Thunder. She'll deal first to Madeline Fredrickson, a sophomore, who takes ball one.
Miss Dahl, where was that one, sir?
Scowd delivers that one just short of the plate. Nice scoop
and
by...
It's going to be really interesting to see how Skog handles this because in the two games she started, she's had that cushion of a big lead to get going.
This one also comes in low. So 3-0 the count from Katie Skog to Madeline Fredrickson.
Got to be taken here, don't
you? Got to be taken. I would absolutely fall off my chair in shock if she offered. And she does not. It's a walk to Madeline Fredrickson. And Blair Taylor right back in business. Runner at first, nobody out. And Kirsten Kinchy. Kinchy, another one of those seniors for the Wildcats on a lefty.
Yes, you may see a bunt here.
That would not be a shock at all as she shows bunt. A nice one. Rolls foul, picked up by Dahl. That was the only play there as the lefty.
You'd have had runners on first and third because the runner, is that Fredrickson?
Yep.
Nobody covered third. When the third baseman charged.
A little bit of backwards English on that one as it came off, and the only play for Dahl, and a wise one at that, was to let it roll foul. Showing bunt again, fouls this one back.
That was a high one. Coach is telling her that's when you got to let go.
So with an 0-2 count, in all likelihood, the bunt is off.
Well, Gunderson at third sure thinks so. She backed up about five steps at third.
But in this situation, I would expect Madeline Fredrickson to take second. And she stays put. I'm not quite sure what happened there.
She just lost the throwback.
It was a ball.
But
and the catcher, Dahl, returning the ball to the pitcher.
Lost it and it landed here towards us.
Just kind of lost the grip. So on an E2, Fredrickson will advance to second. So Kirsten Kinji up there with nobody out, a chance to drive in a run here as she'll chop it to second, picked up by Coxlane over to Lundstra. One out, Fredrickson taking the big turnaround third base. She'll hold there.
But now she's accomplished even more than the coach had hoped for. If she'd have been bunting,
she would have been at second.
You'd have been at second. Now you got a runner at third with only one out.
See Sydney how the Thunder Fremstad, does this. The DH, comes to the plate. Runner at third, one down. This one lined to second base, Coxlane with a nice grab. Not quite sure why Fredrickson was straying that far off the base. So a big L4 for Coxlane to retire
Fremstad. Coxlane used all 5'11 or 6 foot of her frame to grab that one. Great play by Coxlane.
So the Thunder, not jumping on top in this one, is going to have to play error-free ball for the most part. As this one shows bunt.
Fair.
Anna White shows bunt, slaps it down the first baseline. That's going to go for a double. And Anna White puts Blair Taylor on top, 2-0. Shows bunt and then just slaps it down the first baseline. The right fielder, Chloe Gunderson, by the time she got to it.
She was safe at second.
Safe at second.
For those that remember Harold Mulhern, a longtime coach up in Osseo Fairchild, and I know Harold's still around someplace, he was the expert that in fast pitch softball. 40 years ago, he pulled that on us game after game after game.
Two out, a 1-0 count to Lindsey Steen, who grounds it to first base. Lundstra, three unassisted for three outs, but for the second inning in a row, Blair Taylor plates a run, and after two complete, it is Blair Taylor on top, 2-0 in this one. Back after this.
Arcadia.
We're back at Blair Taylor High School where the Wildcats have a 2-0 lead as we go to the top of the second. Osseo Fairchild at the plate in this girls D4 sectional semifinal. Steen starting off, Hallie Colby with a strike. She has retired six in a row, the last five of which have been strikeouts. Steen locked in at this point. And another called strike. Steen looking like she's on a mission today. That one misses outside. Blair Taylor looking to advance to the sectional final for the, fifth or sixth year in a row. I think it's 5 years running. Only year they didn't was in the COVID year of 2020 when nobody did.
Yeah, nobody made it that year.
1-2 the count. I wasn't here last year, but that had to sting. 4-0 sectional final loss to Assumption by Blair
Assumption
Taylor.
Assumption had a pitcher that really had their number.
That one is foul down the first baseline, just foul, as Wagner picks that one up. Just behind the orange spot on the double first base.
The orange bag is in foul territory.
It is, yep. So 1-2 the count as Steen deals. This one, check swing on the part of Hallie Colby. Evens the count 2-2. As we said, Auburndale and Stratford playing in the other game in this sectional. And that one hits Hallie Colby in the elbow. She'll reach first base the hard way.
First base runner of the game for the Thunder here in the third.
That's the first time that they have managed to get the leadoff runner on. Not the way you want to do it. Perfect game is gone, but still no hits by the Thunder. As Addie Coxlean stands in there, takes the first one for a strike. Steen into her motion. That's another called strike.
Like you said, we can tell the up and the down, but the in or the out, it's really hard from where we're sitting. But
0-2 the count to Coxlean. And she swings through that one. Six strikeouts on the afternoon already as we play in the third inning. Six strikeouts for Steen.
What did the first batter do? She's the only one that
she grounded out to short.
The only one that hasn't struck out yet.
As she's the only one to get bat on ball in fair territory. Runner with a big lead off of first base, Colby, has to scamper back as Chloe Gunderson takes the first pitch for a ball. As precious as base runners may be here, you have no room for error on the base pass.
Yeah, I agree.
Steen gets a big swing and a miss from Gunderson, and you can tell she is bringing the heat. Consistently, the Thunder have been behind, been late on their swings.
Yep.
One and one, Steen deals, shows bunt, pulls it back, but the umpire says doesn't matter. Strike two called. Again, Colby the runner at first for the Thunder, hit by pitch. One down, and a swing and a miss. Surprise, another strikeout by Lindsey Steen. Seven on the day.
She's in a groove right now, isn't she?
It'll take us back to the top of the order, and Katie Skaug, again, the only one to put bat to ball against Steen, grounded out to short. Takes on the inside half, strike one.
And her strike to ball ratio's got to be pretty good. She had a couple 3-ball counts, but not many of them.
Lindsey Steen delivers that one below the knees. Runner taken off to second, and yeah, down 2-0 against a really good team. You better be in there. And Colby swipes second base.
It was a good pitch to steal on. It was one that hit the dirt, and it was a great job by Beck to field it and get a throw down there, but she easily had it stolen.
So an opportunity now for Skaug. Steen deals low. Anything to the outfield probably plates a run. As with two outs, Colby will get a jump as soon as that ball is delivered. Instead, Skaug swings through that one. Again, late with the swing, trying to catch up to that excellent fastball that Lindsey Steen has been hitting with all game. Steen will try to close down the third. Misses just outside. And I think that's the third full count Steen has faced.
Okay.
So when they've been patient, some have been able to go deep. Still no walks in this game. And that is called strike three, the third of the inning and eighth overall. As we go to the bottom of the third, 2-0, Blair Taylor over Osseo Fairchild. We'll be back in a moment. Back here at Blair Taylor High School, 2-0. The Blair Taylor Wildcats in the lead over Osseo Fairchild in this D4 sectional semi. We talked about the other side of this bracket, this sectional. Really the only other team of note in the area, and it's a little bit out of the area, the number one seeded Fall Creek Crickets in the Fall Creek sectional taking on number two seed Colfax this afternoon. The winner advancing to the championship game at Fall Creek on Thursday. As Abby Thompson steps in there for Blair Taylor, takes a ball inside. Now the umpire having a word with Thompson, the hitter. Our plate umpire looks like he's walking a little gingerly today. I know how that is. Skaug delivers, misses for a ball on that one.
And some of the pitches that Skaug was getting the previous teams to chase because they were behind, I think, isn't happening today. These girls are a little
And now the umpire again, I think having a conversation with Abby Thompson
about where the box is.
you got to have at least part of your foot in that box. And as I look here, she's pretty far forward in the box. Although he looked like he was talking to her about that back foot, as Scow gets a strike called there. Hey, did you see that game the other day on Facebook? Some high school team thought they had the championship won, and instead, on a drop third strike, this one popped up in the air. The catcher Dahl underneath it to secure the out. So they had a one-run lead, a runner at second base, I think it was. The batter struck out, apparently game over, but the ball was in the dirt. But the team started celebrating, and that runner went all the way around from home. The lead runner scored. The second baseman on the team in the field was the only one who knew that had happened. Strike one. Desperately searching for the ball, it was in the catcher's back pocket. And the team that thought they had lost the game ended up celebrating in the middle of the field with the team that initially thought they had won. As that one is lined up the middle by Thompson. Check that. Lofgren on with her second base hit of the afternoon, but it just goes to show you.
It ain't over.
The celebration has to be secured before it occurs.
Yes, it does.
I'm sure every catcher's parents has shared that video as Callie Wagner chops it to Coxley in a second, throws over to Linster at first, and that's out number two. On the play, Lofgren moving to second.
Oh, I was with you. Jacob covered the game with you at CFC. But compared the Melrose game to the Thunder here, they're playing much better defense.
Oh, yeah. CFC definitely played much better defense than Melman did. I mean, that was kind of a dumpster fire on both teams. As this one drops in front of Ray Prudlick in center, that's going to score the third run of the afternoon for Blair Taylor. A single by Fredrickson, and it is 3-0. Blair Taylor, as Lofgren comes around the base pass from second to score on that one. Credit Fredrickson with an RBI on that one. And Katie Scow will try to get Madeline Fredrickson, who drops a nice bunt. Some confusion as to who is going to field it. And now the runner from second gets into third,
and
everybody is safe. Everybody's
high. Giving her a hit to start with?
I think you got to give Fredrickson a base hit. There was a little confusion over who was going to field it, but she was practically to first base by that point. But Lydia Fredrickson alertly going first to third on that one. And just like that, with two outs, runners at the corners, actually.
No, second, third.
Fredrickson, Madeline Fredrickson, taking second in all the confusion, too. As Kirsten Kinji stands in there, fouls the first pitch back. It's been three little paper cuts, one run each inning thus far. But you get the sense at any time Blair Taylor could bust this one wide open. This one grounded to Coxley at second. Over to Lundstra at first, who holds on to it, but not before Osseo Fairchild gets another run. 3-0, Blair Taylor, as we go to the top of the fourth.
Listen and care.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, the Blair Taylor Wildcats with a 3-0 lead over Osseo Fairchild. Dave Carlson alongside Butch Halama. And three runs on, I've got six hits for Blair Taylor.
That's what I've got.
No runs and no hits. One error committed by the Thunder as we start playing the top of the fourth. Taylor Gunderson at the plate.
There's your first hit right down the
right
field.
It's that one down the line to right field. This is going to be at least two. Gunderson digging around second. Hesitates for a moment and slides into third base. And now she gets up
and will
come home. I'm not exactly sure what you call that. That's at least
a triple.
That's a triple
when she scored on the throw.
A triple and a throwing error, I think, on the right fielder.
Yep.
Allows her to come home. And just like that, I guess you could call that a little league home run. A triple and an error, and Taylor Gunderson sprints the 240 feet around the bases to get Osseo Fairchild on the board.
First hit and first run all in one at bat.
Elise Dowell now stands in there against Lindsey Steen. Steen misses on that first pitch. Osseo Fairchild hoping to capitalize on this good start. Dowell takes that one for a strike. That breaks a run of three strikeouts in a row by Steen. As Dowell swings through that one, Gunderson dumping it into that right field corner, and she had all day to run on that one. Just hesitated coming around second base, then turned on the afterburners. Slid into third before there was even a throw, and then when that throw landed in center field, she jetted home.
Easily scoring.
2-2 the count to Elise Dowell as Steen has the sign, delivers. This one chop foul down past the first base dugout. Blair Taylor would like to get an out and build from there in this inning. Osseo Fairchild looking to keep the momentum going. Dowell again fouls this one down the first baseline. Staying alive.
Travolta hit from the 70s.
Staying alive. And guess what? Same place. Except I think this one came through the dugout opening.
Nope, bounced right back out to the pitcher.
Oh, jeez. Got to be on your toes in that Blair Taylor dugout as Greg Bertina stands in the opening. Better watch out, coach. And this one now fouled for variety's sake back up and over the, or into the backstop.
Fourth straight one fouled off. Dowell's hanging in there. We even got a bunch in the outfield. We must have 10, 15, 20 people in the outfield watching here tonight.
Yep. And now this one hit fair, picked up by Wagner over there at first base. Three unassisted for the first out of the inning. They bring up Trinity Knutson, strikeout victim, as have just about in everybody. The only player that has not struck out against Lindsey Steen thus far is Hallie Colby, who was hit by a pitch. Otherwise, everybody has taken a K on the Thunder squad against Lindsey Steen.
And it's only the fourth inning.
That's right.
One out in the fourth. So in the first three innings, she struck out eight of the nine.
Correct. As Trinity Knutson lines this one right at Madeline Fredrickson, who makes a nifty play.
That may have been the hardest hit ball in the game by either side.
Madeline Fredrickson threw that glove up, stabbed that one, and it's two outs here in the top of the fourth. And Ray Prudlick, you know she's got some power, stands at the plate, shows bunt, bunts through it, and it's 0-1.
She's thinking that they're thinking I got power too, so let's see if we can cross them up.
Two outs, 3-1. Blair Taylor in the lead. Prudlick takes that one low in the dirt. As we talked about on Thursday, Butch, with the ladies, no pitch counts. They can run that pitcher out there as long as they want, as long as she's feeling it and being effective. As that one misses for a ball. But as you mentioned, with Thompson waiting in the wings, who can come in any time and be just as effective. This one fouled down the first baseline. That's a nice situation.
Yeah, it is. There's no need or no reason for Lindsey Steen to hold back or pace herself. You just go, girl.
Nope, just keep dealing it.
Give everything you got.
So a 2-2 count to Ray Prudlick. Steen rocks and fires, just misses below the knees. About the only place that pitch could miss was a little low.
Didn't really move.
No, I think that had the in-out. It just missed low. Full count, and she gets a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Lindsey Steen. Ends the inning, but not before Blair Taylor puts a run up.
Osseo Fairchild.
Before Osseo Fairchild, thank you, puts one up. After 3.5, it's 4-3-1. God, 3-1, Blair Taylor. We'll be back after
Total Title Services
of Neighborhood Markets.
Back here in Blair, where the Blair-Taylor Wildcats have a 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth in this sectional semi. Fremstad, White, and Steen do up. Butch has got a score from Marshfield.
Thanks from Jacob or Jeff Stahlheim. I didn't check which one, but after two complete, Marshfield Columbus 2, Blair-Taylor 0 on the baseball side.
All right, so a close game there, a close game here. As Asa Fairchild put one up in the top of the fourth. Blair-Taylor looking to get that back and perhaps more. As Sydney Fremstad, the leadoff batter, the DH, takes a strike. She lined out to Coxlane at second in her first appearance.
Real nice play. Yep. Nice defensive play by Coxlane on that one.
And one comes in low for a ball. 1-1 the count as Katie Skoug still out there in the circle. Delivers this one and a swing and a miss by Fremstad.
Way late on that one.
Coach Bertina offering some words of encouragement. Slow it down a bit. Skoug delivers again in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Blair-Taylor thus far single runs in the first, second, and third. This one grounded through the hole between short and second into center for a base hit.
Skoug almost looked like she got her hand or arm on that one. But
may have been slightly deflected, but a clean single. As Anna White comes to the plate, doubled back in the second, was stranded there. And check this, it is White at the plate.
We're going to have a courtesy runner, a pinch runner, number 9.
Number 9 comes in.
And that is
Katarina Barzak?
Yes, freshman Landon Daffinson.
Landon Daffinson. Yeah, we saw her in that big blowout win over Independence Gilmanton. That was a close game through four. And then I think it was
18 runs.
18
in the top
runs,
of the fifth.
Yeah, scored by.
In the drizzle, as you were hoping the game would get over.
Please, just let this game be over. And it went on and on. And as soon as the game was done, the rain stopped.
Of course.
That's kind of the way things go.
Although that very first playoff game up in Osseo, Whitehall versus Osseo.
That's true.
We were dry the whole game, and we didn't hardly get outside of town, and we got a downpour.
Shows bunt and then slaps it to second.
Oh.
And that will be a double play as Anna White lines out to Coxlane.
She did that the first time and drove in a run.
And Coxlane secures the out at first, the second out, with a throw over there to Lundstra. And just like that, a promising start to this inning.
Izzy race
goes awry. As Lindsay Steen comes to the plate as we go back to the top of the order.
I believe she's 0-2, isn't she?
Yep, grounded out to second, grounded out to first. Slaps this one into center for a base hit. Misplayed slightly by Prudlick, but no advance.
How big is that play at second by Coxlane now, Dave?
Huge, because, that could have put a runner at third, maybe scored, depending what happens. So Lindsay Steen 1-3. Abby Thompson at the plate. Single in the first. She came around to score the first run. Shows bunt, takes a strike. Runner in there at second. Steen with a stolen base.
That's one thing about Coach Bertina. He's aggressive on the base paths. It doesn't matter what the score is. You better be ready.
That ball was a little low, but Steen got an incredible jump. 1-0 as that one comes in low. With two outs, probably not bunting, so the infield playing at regular depth. Steen will get a good jump after the ball is released. Almost out to the shortstop. Now she retreats as that's taken for a ball. 1-2 the count. Abby Thompson up there with a chance to drive in a run for the Wildcats as Skoug delivers high. And it's a 2-2 count. Playing here in the bottom of the fourth, Blair-Taylor up 3-1. Here's the pitch from Skoug. This one slapped just outside the bag at third foul. Again, we have three umpires today, one behind the plate and one down each of the baselines, first and third. So they're going to get a clean look at those fair foul calls at third and beyond, or first. That one misses outside as Skaug runs the count full to Abby Thompson. We don't need a crowd, Mike. You can hear the commotion.
Yes, you can.
Behind us. This one lifted foul down the first baseline.
Helped her out a little bit there. I think that would have been ball four.
I tried miking the crowd a couple times earlier this season, but you don't need it today as the we are seated right outside the Blair Taylor Wildcat dugout. And you can hear the fans murmuring behind us, too. I think it's pretty cool. Full count. Off the glove of Gunderson at third. That'll be an error on her. And Abby Thompson reaches on the E5. Steen going to third base, and the Wildcats are in business here.
First or second pitch. Thompson goes to second.
Lexi Lofgren at the plate. She's 2 for 2 with an RBI and a run scored. Shows bunt, takes a strike.
First pitch.
First pitch, stealing Abby Thompson. And Butch Halama prescient on that one.
No, this is a second inning roll. They've had second and third with two out and see if they can capitalize.
So aggressive. How about dropping the suicide squeeze here? Instead, it is lifted down the first baseline, foul. Chloe Gunderson, the right fielder, will not catch up to that one. I always thought that would be kind of a – but, you know, especially if you were a lefty batter.
Yeah,
or if you're a righty that could drop that ball down the first baseline. That would be a nice play, but that's why I'm broadcasting instead of coaching. This one dribbles into the plate. Ball one, strike two. Lexi Lofgren with a pair of runners in scoring position if she can reach the outfield. She drives this one to right field.
Right at the right fielder.
Chloe Gunderson under that one and makes the catch for the third out. So, for the first time on the afternoon, Blair Taylor fails to score. And as we go to the top of the fifth, we got a great one going here. It is 3-1 Blair Taylor. We'll be back after
that. At the Wellness Way Osseo, we
knock.
And we're back here at Blair Taylor High School, and we have a pitching change. As predicted, Abby Thompson will be coming on to pitch. Not quite sure what the rest of the defensive switches
Steen went
are.
To center.
Steen went to, yeah, Steen's to center.
And number, what is that, 20? What's that shortstop?
But we'll figure this out as we go along here. Maddie Lundstra leads it off for Osseo Fairchild. Thompson starts her with a ball low.
Who was in center?
Center fielder was Kirsten Kinchy, number 14.
Okay.
That one fouled off of Lundstra's body for a
She's
strike.
She's in right. 14 is
so
in right.
So Kinchy went to right.
Who was in right?
In right was White, number 9. As this one is hit to first base. Securing that one is Callie Wagner, and that's out number one.
Okay, I think White may be out of the game.
It's going to bring up Hallie Colby, the only Osseo Fairchild Thunder not to have been struck out thus far by Wildcat pitching. She chops it to second base. Fredrickson up with it over to Wagner, and that's two down here in the fifth.
Where was Lofgren?
Lofgren was at third. She's number 23.
She's at shortstop. And I think it's Sydney Fremstead at third, number 6.
We're going to have to look at numbers here. As Abby Thompson, a continuation of that pinpoint control that Steen had through the first four innings. No drop-off from the number one to the number two pitcher here. I'm not even sure if they are one and two.
I would say it's reversed. I think Thompson's thrown the bulk of the games this year.
0-2 the count. Abby Thompson looking to put the Thunder away. 1-2-3. And she'll need another pitch. That one, actually, that is
Oh, that's a...
That must have been missed. I thought she got a piece of that. Zed swung through it as the ball deflects off the catcher's glove. They secure the strikeout with a 2-3 putout, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Abby Thompson. We played through the top of the fifth. 3-1 Osseo, or 3-1 Blair Taylor back here at Blair Taylor High School, and it only took us the break to figure out who's where.
So I, had it during the game. We confirmed it.
So Lindsey Steen went to center field. Thompson came in from short to pitch. Fremstead moved from
DH to third.
DH to third. Lofgren from moved over to short. And Kinchy moved right. over to right. And White came out of the game.
You got it.
All right. Chloe Gunders, or no, check that. Callie Wagner will lead it off for Blair Taylor here in the bottom of the fifth. Quick moving game thus far. Exciting game, 3-1. Wagner 0-2 on the afternoon. Skoug still pitching. Delivers that one low. Evens the count at 1-1.
Well, with Lustra out, or at least not being able to pitch, I don't know how much deeper they've got. Skoug may have to go the whole game.
And she has shown the capacity to do just that.
Yeah.
She looked as strong in the sixth and seventh inning down at CFC the other day as she did in the first couple of innings. In fact, maybe even better, as this one is grounded off the shortstop Colby's glove. And that's going to go as an E6. Callie Wagner aboard for the first time this afternoon. We'll bring up Lydia Fredrickson, 1-2, a single and an RBI back in the third.
We're going to get a pinch runner.
Strikeout in
Wagner.
The first. Pinch runner is number 26, Alyssa Smetana, freshman. Freshman infielder getting a base running assignment here in a tight sectional semifinal game. So Lydia Fredrickson up there. We'll see how aggressive Coach Bertana wants to get. That one is chopped into right field for a base hit. And Smetana going first to third. She'll be in there. The freshman showing some wheels. Credit Fredrickson with a base hit. She ends up at second on the throwback into the infield.
Deja vu all over again. Third inning in a row with runners on second and third. The difference being nobody out this inning compared to two outs the last two innings.
Madeline Fredrickson, a walk and a single. She scored back in the second. Shows bunt, fouls it off. She had that ball, she had that bat out there to bunt as she was taking the first couple of steps. She's a lefty. She'll get a jump. And here's that second and third suicide bunt situation we're talking about. Did not show bunt there as that was in the dirt. But yeah, she can make contact and kind of drag that ball down the first baseline. Smetana, I think, will be in there easily. 1-1 the count. Not showing bunt, but moving in that batter's box as if she wanted to maybe take a last-minute slap at it. Katie Skoug deals. Gets a called strike on that one. So Skoug ahead in the count, 2-2. Should take the bunt out of consideration. As this one now chopped back off of
Skoug's
glove.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
And no play.
You got to give her a hit on that.
The ball deflects off Skoug's glove. A base hit for Madeline Fredrickson as Coxlane late to come up with it. By the time she did, Callie Wagner comes around from third base.
Well,
that's Smetana, the pinch runner. And Lydia Fredrickson will move to third. First and third as Kirsten Kinchy shows bunt.
Runner went to second on the pitch.
Stolen base for Madeline Fredrickson.
Again, second and third, nobody out.
Blair Taylor looking to put a little distance between themselves and the Thunder. That one misses high. Credit Osseo Fairchild for hanging in there.
was 3-1 starting the bottom of the fifth here. But the Wildcats with a run in, looking to tag on. This one lifted to left field, coming on. Left fielder Lydia Knutson makes the catch. But on the play, Lydia Fredrickson will scamper home. And it is 5-0 Wildcats. Madeline Fredrickson having to stay at second base on that one. So with one out and a runner at second, Sydney Fremstead at the plate, grounded to short. Up with it is Colby over to Lundstra. Return throw to third as Fredrickson will take the base on the throw. But now two outs. And Anna White coming to the plate. She's 1-for-2.
I thought she went out. I don't know where she got back in the lineup. Or maybe she's... No, because...
Anna White grounds out to the pitcher. And in an inning that could have been a lot worse, Blair Taylor does get two. And after five complete, 5-1 Blair Taylor over Osseo Fairchild. We'll be back after... Back here at Blair Taylor High School, Blair Taylor in control, 5-1 over Osseo Fairchild as we start the sixth. And when we say it could be a lot worse, Butch, the Wildcats thus far have left six runners on base.
Yeah.
That's giving Osseo Fairchild just a foot in the door to stay in this game, as Chloe Gunderson will be the first to face Abby Thompson here in the sixth, and she takes a swinging strike. Thompson on in relief of Lindsey Steen, who started this game. Chloe Gunderson, the lefty, struck out in her only appearance thus far in the third inning. As she swings through that one, gets just a piece of it with Andy Beck, the catcher, hanging on. So Thompson working quickly and ahead in the count, 0-2. Has her sign, delivers. Just misses outside. WIAA State Tournament Trail in Blair today. Sectional semi, Blair Taylor up 5-1. As we play here in the top of the sixth, that one followed back by Gunderson.
We've got some scoring updates here. After three innings, it's still 2-0. Marshfield Columbus over Blair Taylor. And at the end of four, it's Whitehall 5, Partyville 0.
Whitehall, if they win, will go down and play presumably Aquinas tomorrow.
Yeah,
if Aquinas
sure
wins.
It'd be Aquinas.
As Chloe Gunderson strikes out for the first out of the inning as we discuss boys action here. I'll take us back to the top of the order and Katie Skaug. Skaug 0-for-2, fouls that one back. Arcadia today playing at Abbotsford Colby. No score on that one that we know of. And GET down at West Salem. Those games both in Division II as that one's fouled back. Those games in the Altoona sectional. Mondovi, a 3-seed, playing at home today against number 6, Nielsville, in the Cumberland sectional. And Osseo Fairchild, a 2-seed, at home against Durand, Arkansas, a 7. As Skaug lines that one into left field for a base hit, up with it quickly and back into the infield. So Katie Skaug is in the scorebook with a base hit, 1-for-3. And Taylor Gunderson coming to the plate. That could potentially set up an Osseo Fairchild Mondovi meeting at Osseo tomorrow.
We would cover that game if that comes to fruition.
So when you get to this part in this season, you got to be flexible, and we say TBD. Runner going down to second. In there easily is Katie Skaug with a steal. If either of those teams win, they'll get a home game tomorrow. It'll just be a question of you know, who the opponent is and where they play. Aliva Strum, a 1-seed in the Blair Taylor sectional at home today against Assumption. As Gunderson swings through that one, 0-2. Blair Taylor, as he said, at Columbus, down 2-0. Indy Gilmanton at home today, a 3-seed, hosting number 6-seed Port Edwards. Again, that's all in the Blair Taylor sectional. Sectional finals, semis and finals will be right here at Blair Taylor High School, about 100 feet behind us, next Wednesday afternoon, as Taylor Gunderson strikes out for the second out of the inning.
Third strikeout for Thompson here.
And down 5-1, Elise Dahl, 0-2 on the afternoon, will come to the plate. Osseo Fairchild needs a run or two here to chip away at that four-run lead. That one sails high, and Skaug will advance to third base easily. Down four, we'll see how aggressive they try to get if that ball pops away from Beck again. 1-0 the count as Thompson deals, fouled back. Dahl a little late on the swing there, but does get a piece of it. And you are caught up on the pairings, at least. This one chopped down to first base. Up with it is Wagner, and it's a shutout inning for the Blair Taylor Wildcats. Getting late for Osseo Fairchild. They're down 5-1 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. We'll be back.
Nothing's quite as frustrating as having
Subway. Eat fresh.
Back here in Blair Taylor Wildcats in the lead 5-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. They'll be looking to add on. Osseo Fairchild's got to hold them here and then come up with at least a four-run top of the seventh, yeah, or their season will come to an end.
Got some scores here for you. White Owl has increased their lead to 7-0 after five innings. And at the end of four, it's still 2-0. Marshfield Columbus over Blair Taylor. Osseo is behind 7-4 in the bottom of the fourth.
So if Whitehall wins today, more than likely they go to play La Crosse Aquinas.
Yep.
They're the one seed playing the eight seed at home today against Poinette. As Lindsey Steen leads it off, lines it right back up the middle into center for a base hit. And the Wildcats looking to advance to the sectional final for, I don't know, like 6 years in a row.
It's a bunch.
Looking good here. Abby Thompson comes to the plate. She's reached twice. A single in the first, popped up to the catcher in the second, and reached on an error to the third baseman back in the fourth. Osseo Fairchild has only left two on base. It tells you how few runners they've had on.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one run that they did get came around to score all on one,
yep,
sequence
triple
of action.
And scored on the errant throw.
Blair Taylor with six left on base, so tells you that this game could be much worse. 1-1 the count. This one chopped to Colby. Or no, check that. Lofgren at short. Over to first for the
no,
out.
No, it's Colby. This is Osseo Fairchild.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Never mind. Colby to Lundstra for the put out.
Steen goes to third. You're talking about the runners left on base. Well, Blair Taylor has 11 hits to Osseo Fairchild's two.
Yeah, considering the differential in runners on base and the hit column, this could be a lot worse. This one lifted.
Whoa,
to
nice play by Coxlean.
Coxlean at second base. Throws home late. And so on, about an 80-foot pop fly.
Got to give her a sack fly.
You got to give Lexi Lofgren a sack fly and an RBI, her second of the afternoon, as she plates Lindsey Steen for the sixth run. And it is 6-1, Blair Taylor with Callie Wagner coming to the plate. She's reached once on an error, 0-3 on the stat line. Nobody on, two outs. Skaug deals low.
Thank you.
This one chopped to short base. Short, Colby up with it. Digging it out is
nice
Lundstra.
Play by Lundstra.
Shows the ball to the umpire who signals the out. But not before us. Not before Blair Taylor tacks on a run. We're going to the seventh. 6-1 Blair Taylor over Osseo Fairchild. Back with the seventh right after this.
By now you've probably heard.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School as we start the top of the seventh. Abby Thompson's first offering followed back by Trinity Knutson, and it's 0-1. Blair Taylor, the number one seed in the top part of this Blair Taylor sectional bracket, looking to advance to the sectional final on Thursday. Three outs away as this one by Knutson is hit into right field for a base hit. As we said, the celebration has got to be confirmed first. Blair Taylor with a little bit of room to work with here. But, Butch, you don't want to give any signs of life to the Thunder here.
No, you don't.
They'll be content to trade outs for advancing runners, maybe even run or two for outs.
Oh, yeah, they'll give up a run per out right away.
1-0 the count to Ray Prudlick. Again, she's got some pop in her bat. Thompson's pitch comes in low. You don't want to put two on and open the door.
Nope.
Thompson into her windup delivers. That one's chopped to short. Over to second for one. No throw to second. As Lofgren makes a nice pickup and a short flip to Fredrickson for the first out.
Prudlick, they'll trade that, get the lead runner for an out.
Prudlick will reach on a fielder's choice. Brings up Maddie Lundstra, 0 for 2. A double play here could end it. As Lundstra sends that one back and out of play over the backstop. I see a lot of those nifty black four-time, four-peat Blair Taylor championship T-shirts. This one fouled down the first baseline. Trying to be fair, I did not wear my T-shirt today. However, if Blair Taylor wins today, I think it would be in good sportsmanship to wear it and support.
Wear it tomorrow or Thursday?
Thompson delivers, misses outside. Runner going to second, not quite sure why. Down five, but she's in there. Didn't get away by much. I think you got to credit Prudlick with a steal there.
Oh, yeah.
So a 1-2 count, one down and a runner at second. Down five is Osseo Fairchild. As Maddie Lundstra swings through that one for strike number three, and more importantly, out number two. And the final hope this afternoon for the Thunder to extend their season is Hallie Colby. Reached on a hit by pitch in the third, grounded out to second in the fifth, and she takes a strike. 0-1 the count as the Wildcats looking to lock this one down and punch their ticket for Thursday. Thompson into her windup. This one fouled away, and the count is now 0-2. Everybody's going to take a deep breath on this one and then exhale. Thompson looking to send them to their sixth straight sectional final. Just misses outside. And the runner goes down to third base.
That was close.
Again, down five. I wouldn't do it, but you'd hate to have that third out be made out on the base pass.
Yeah, you really would.
Abby Thompson's got her sign, rocks and fires, and this one is lined out to right field, bounces in front of Kinchy. That will score a run. So those two stolen bases lead to a run as Hallie Colby makes it 6-2 on the base hit to right.
Colby and the Wild gets the second RBI for the Thunder tonight.
Yep. And that'll bring up Addie Coxley, 0 for 2. takes a called strike there. Colby the runner at first, down four. You can't win it with this swing.
Although she was trying to make it a whole lot closer.
0-2 the count, and again, Blair Taylor one strike away from advancing to the sectional final. Chance of Go Abby going.
Ooh.
Coxlane stays alive.
Got just a piece of it.
So we'll do it again. 0-2 count. Two down. 6-2 Blair Taylor as we play in the top of the seventh. Winner, go home. And that one just misses.
That was a little low. She's pretty tall. Her knees are up there.
People hanging on every pitch here, including yours truly. 1-2 the count. And a called strike three. Blair Taylor is going to the sectional final for the sixth consecutive season. A 6-2 win over Osseo Fairchild. And wow, what a game. The Blair Taylor Wildcats facing a team that was on a roll in the Osseo Fairchild Thunder limit the damage to two runs over seven innings, and they come out on top in this one, 6-2, Butch.
Good win. Good. I mean, a great show by the Thunder, too. They just didn't collapse. They were in this one. They gave it their best shot.
I think it was everything we expected this game would be.
I think you're right.
A battle of Blue Bloods and the Blair Taylor Wildcats, and the up-and-coming team that got on a playoff run. They see it end here at Blair Taylor, but gosh, hats off to Josh Anderson and the Thunder Girls for making the last couple weeks exciting.
You bet.
The tournament trail for them comes to an end, and for Blair Taylor, they'll sleep in their own beds tonight and tomorrow night, and Thursday,
play right here.
They'll be right back out here. We're going to step out for a break. We're going to come back with some statistics, and we still have to decide on a player of the game. Not an obvious choice today. Stay tuned for that one.
At Kittleson Insurance, that's two T's.
Back here at Blair Taylor High School, where the Blair Taylor Wildcats punch their ticket to the sectional final right here in Blair on Thursday, a 6-2 win over the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, who came into this game on a nice three-game playoff roll. And, you know, it's everything about this game screamed tension.
Yep.
and you know, postseason atmosphere, your announcer even getting excited on the game-ending strikeout. But you know, you can't help but get fired up come playoff
this
time.
Level.
Dave Carlson and Butch Halama here. Butch has got the statistics.
We've got some statistics. We'll give you them, take a little break, and then we'll be back with the rest of the stats.
One
and our
thing, we, as we talked about during the break, over in Auburndale, the number two seed Stratford with a 10-3 lead over the top-seeded Auburndale club after five. So 10-3, Stratford, if that score holds up, will be the team right here at Blair on Thursday.
Okay, let's give you the stats. First of all, for Katie Skaug, she went the full seven innings for the Thunder, gave up six runs on 11 hits, walked one and struck out one, and she does take the loss. We've got some other scores, too, coming in. Blair Taylor boys are down 2-1 to Marshfield Columbus after five.
Wow.
And at the end of five, we have Whitehall ahead of Partyville 7-0. Let's take a little break here, Dave. We'll come back with the pitching line for Blair Taylor. And
TCC
we still have our
Internet.
Player of the game.
Back here in Blair, where the Blair Taylor Wildcats punched their ticket to the sectional final on Thursday, a 6-2 win over Osseo Fairchild. And Abby Thompson finished the game for Blair Taylor out there now
interviewing
Coach Bertina for, I presume, probably some live pop on
Facebook or TikTok.
Yeah, probably Snap or something like that. Kids don't do Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, maybe they do.
Okay, we got some scoring updates. After six, it's Whitehall 7, Partyville nothing. The last I heard was Durand, Arkansas over Osseo Fairchild 7-4 in the fourth. And the last we got on the Blair Taylor boys is they were still down 2-1. I believe that was at the end of five. Let's look at the pitching stats for the Blair Taylor staff here. Lindsey Steen goes the first four innings, giving up one run on one hit, hit one batter, walked nobody, and struck out nine.
Credit her with the win, right?
She does get the win. coming in for the last three innings in relief for Abby Thompson. She gave up one run on three hits. Did not hit anybody. No, that's a mistake. She didn't hit anybody. Didn't walk anybody and struck out five. So the total for the seven innings for the pitching staff for Blair Taylor was they gave up two runs on four hits, hit a batter, walked nobody, and struck out 14.
Pretty Sounds impressive. Good. We're going to jump out for a break. We're going to come back with player of the game and perhaps
things up.
Do a little bit of scene setting for Thursday. Again, 6-2, the final. Blair Taylor over Osseo Fairchild. Back at with more of the postgame after this.
From small town businesses to large
in Strum.
Dave Carlson and Butch Halama back here in Blair, where the Blair Taylor Wildcats advance to the sectional final on Thursday with a 6-2 win over the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. And unlike some of our games, Butch, where it has just been like in your face apparent who was the star of the game or player of the game.
We didn't have that.
Took a little bit, but we did reach a consensus.
Yes, we did. We're going to go with, well, here, I got an update first. We have a final, Whitehall 7, Partyville nothing. So Whitehall will be playing in that regional championship in all probability at Aquinas, but if Aquinas were to get upset, it would be in Whitehall. So
that would,
get
be
that,
big,
out
that would be a big turn of events.
Yep, the last we got is Blair Taylor is down 2-1 at the end of 5 to Marshfield Columbus. That's in Marshfield. And Durand, Arkansas was ahead of Osseo Fairchild in Osseo 7-4 in the bottom of the fourth. Player of the game, we had to really scratch our heads, and he ran through a lot of numbers here. Six runs for the Wildcats. All six were scored by six different girls. We did have one girl with two RBIs, though. Lydia Fredrickson went 2-for-3, scored a run, and two RBIs. So Lydia Fredrickson is the WHTL Napa Parts and Performance Plus Player of the Game. Stop in and see Mike or Seth Benedict for all of your auto part needs, truck needs, ag needs, some commercial needs, and the Auto Center 2.0 in Blair with locations not
and
only
I now
Blair,
know
but
as
Independence.
As we've gone through the season, I learned why it's the Auto Center 2.0.
Sure, the first one burnt down.
Yeah.
So that's it. Hey, we're going to be back. We normally wrap it up here, but we're going to be back. We're going to run a few more reports or on commercials to help us, and we'll be back and wrap things up and get everything lined up for we're playing
Thursday.
Tomorrow night. We're not sure. We know we'll be here Thursday night.
We'll set the stage for Thursday when we come back right after this. Back here at Blair Taylor High School, once again, final score 6-2, Blair Taylor over Osseo Fairchild. They advanced to the sectional final right here in Blair on Thursday afternoon, and this marks the sixth consecutive season that the Wildcats have advanced to the sectional final.
Pretty impressive.
They'll be looking to try to get back to the state tournament. Their last appearance there not too long ago in 2021, a 7-5 loss in the semis to Judah Albany. So four conference wins in seasons in a row that they are champions. Looking to punch that ticket to state. I'm all fired up, Butch. How about you?
I think they got a legitimate chance. It's at home. Like you said, they get to sleep in their own bed tomorrow night, be ready for Thursday. And the last word we had was Stratford, the second seed, was ahead of the first seed, who was the first?
Auburndale.
10-3 in the, fifth inning?
Yep.
Something like that. So that's going to wrap things up for tonight, Dave.
Yeah,
but we will have a baseball game tomorrow night.
Just stay tuned in the morning.
Sure
check,
not.
Check.
Yep, yep, we'll find out.
Tune
Mike
in for Mike. Mike will have it.
And then we'll be back here Thursday night with a pregame show at 4:30 and probably the first pitch at 5.
So for Butch Halama, I'm Dave Carlson. Thanking you for listening. We'll see you on somewhere tomorrow. Thanks.
It's time now for exciting high school softball tournament action on WHTL as the Osseo Fairchild Thunder take on the Blair Taylor Wildcats. Our game is being brought to you by Alliance Bank, Lance's Fresh Market, Halverson Lumber, AMPI, Arcadia Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Northland Diesel, Blair Health Mart Pharmacy, Total Title Services, Randy's Neighborhood Market, Wellness Way of Osseo, Norsky Nook, Jack Funeral Home, Guamini State Bank, Colby Florist, Electric Cleaner Company, The Loft Service Center, Subway of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadott, and Nielsville, Blair Meat Market, Budget Transmission and Muffler Master, Ettrick Express Mart, Arcadia Credit Union, Central Builder Supply, Osseo Chiropractic and Health Center, Mobile Insurance Agency, Steen Construction, Reedy Concrete Construction, Kielsen Insurance, Tri-County Communications, Holton Sporting Goods, Osseo Golf Club and Rec Center,
Co-op Credit Union, Gunderson Tri-County Rehabilitation Services, and West Natural Gas, Osseo Automotive, Berlin Energy, Stockman's of Osseo, Tri-Core Insurance, Augusta Tire and Auto, Blair Online Auctions, Greenleaf Trucking, Soul Sisters, Octus Tax and Accounting, Galesville Dental, Stetzer Electric, Red Line Design and Sign, the Osseo Nickel and Coffee Shop, Napa Parts Performance of Blair and Independence. And now, we go to the field with Dave Carlson.